lady was beautiful, the lady was dark. She wasn't too dutiful, but still left her mark on volumes of history and thousands of checks. And all through the mystery of old double sex, Josephine, Josephine, from the first was rather chic. As a tot, she would trot through the island of Martinique. Her fortune was told by an aged crone who prophesied fame and romance, and who hissed in her ear the outrageous idea that she'd also be Empress of France. Josephine, Josephine, had with men a set routine, and the people who thought her technique was self-taught didn't know Josephine. Whatever she nearly did from 5 to 15, we know that she really did begin the begin. On first meeting Bonaparte, she murmured, "Hell's bells." You let down the tone apart from everything else, Josephine, Josephine, very seldom lost control, though her wit was a bit over-seasoned with sauce Creole. She very soon married this short young man who talked about soldiers all day, but who wasn't above making passionate love in a coarse, rather Corsican way. Josephine wasn't keen, and she made an ugly scene. Then Napoleon cried, "Pooh, you are just talking through your chapeau, Josephine, Josephine, Josephine." Though a queen remained at home, while her lord was abroad, sending postcards in code from Rome. He often appeared with a three-day beard from Austria, Poland, or Spain. And one dreadful night, he arrived rather tight, having mucked up the Russian campaign. Josephine, turning green, cried, "Whatever does this mean?" Then Napoleon cried, "Whoops, I have lost all my troops in the snow, Josie, oh, Josie, go, Josephine."